Good evening and welcome to Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. I'm Jill Guerin and thank you for joining us today for game five of a six-game series against the Stockton Ports. They are the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics and your Rawhide are the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Rawhide currently riding a five-game win streak, hoping to make it six in a row. Last time they lost a game was a week ago, last Saturday, against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. They then defeated Rancho Sunday to split the series, and since then they have won every single game here in Stockton. Yesterday they defeated the Ports 13-3, which was the largest margin for the Rawhide to win a game and also the most runs they have scored in a game this season. Today is game 14 of the year out of 132 games, and the Rawhide are 7-6 on the year. That is the first time that this team has been above 500 since game 5 of last year in 2022. It's been a long time coming for the Rawhide to finally be above 500. Of course, the Ports are trying to change that here as they have the left-handed pitcher James Gonzalez on the mound for the Ports. Let's give you today's starting lineup, starting off with your Visalia Rawhide. Leading off is the second baseman, Juan Corniel, followed by Manuel Pena, who's the shortstop. Batting third is the designated hitter, Andrew Pintar. In a cleanup spot behind the plate, Christian Cerda, followed by Ronnie Polanco and Daniel Torres. Seventh is Alvin Guzman. Eighth, Brett Johnson, and ninth is Luis Rubio. Starting pitcher today for the Rawhide is Ricardo Yon. We'll see him in the next half inning, but right now it is Juan Corniel leading it off for the Hyde. He's batting from the right side, the switch hitter for the Rawhide, as he faces the southpaw Gonzalez. First pitch of the day is popped up into shallow center field. Thomas coming in. He calls everyone off and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. One pitch, one out for the starter. First pitch at 7:07 on this Saturday evening in downtown Stockton. Great crowd so far. They are having fireworks every single Saturday this year at Banner Island Ballpark. Fans love their fireworks. It's also asparagus night where the team is wearing special asparagus jerseys. Manuel Pena, who's batting from the left, takes a ball outside. 79 degrees in Stockton. Clouds in the sky, nothing like rain, but the pitch misses outside. I guess you'd call it overcast, would be the word that I would use. Something you see along the coast or here in Stockton along the waterfront. 1-1, fouled off left field side. Catching for Gonzalez today is Jose Mujica, a third baseman, Brennan Malone, shortstop, Robert Poisson, second baseman, Jose Escorche, and at first is Darlin Montero. One ball, two strikes, one out. Here's the pitch. Misses very out, 2-2. In left field, Nelson Beltran, center fielder, Colby Thomas, and in right field is Clark Elliott. Two, two, swung on and missed, strike three, Pena. Swings and misses for the second out of the inning.
Batting third for the Rawhide tonight, the designated hitter, number 35, Andrew Pintar.
Here's Andrew Pintar, who had his first professional home run last night. He's batting from the right side with a 233 average. Pitch to him. Swung on and missed. That was a gorgeous breaking ball from Gonzalez. It just tailed off at the end. Moving outside on Pintar. As I mentioned, it's a little overcast. The lights are already on here in Stockton. But there's a little bit of sunshine on the playing surface still as the pitch is swung on and missed. But not direct sunlight where you need to have your glasses on the whole time or where an outfielder is going to lose the ball in the sun. Again, kind of that overcast sun that just is barely peeking through the clouds. No balls, two strikes, two outs in the first. Gonzalez kicks. misses outside. One ball, two strikes. Fouled off again. The Ports are, I think, 2-11 on the year. Let me double check that. 2-11, yes. The pitch is swung on. Shallow fly ball into center field. It will land for a base hit. It looked like the second baseman, Escorche, was able to put a glove on it. But it did land just over his head for the first hit of the day, brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. So again, the Ports are 2-11 on the year. Meanwhile, the Rawhide 7-6. And here is Christian Cerda batting from the right side. Two away, runner on first and scoreless. Gonzalez delivers. A pitch that misses low gets by the catcher Mojica, and Pintar scampers over to second on the Wilds pitch. So just like that, Rawhide have a runner in scoring position. The pitch. There's a strike on the inside corner. Count is 1-1. The Rawhide have only scored in the first inning once in the previous four games. The 1-1 misses outside ball two. It doesn't feel that way because the Rawhide have led this entire series. They've scored first every game. Gonzalez checks the runner on second. Pintar dancing a little bit. The pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball that's swung on and a fly ball into center field. Thomas takes a few steps back and makes the catch to end the inning. The Rawhide strand a runner in scoring position, and we're scoreless heading into the bottom half. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Scoreless in the bottom half of the first inning. Ricardo Yon is on the mound for the Rawhide. You might have noticed we had a little bit of a longer commercial break. That was because Yon took about a minute to take off the bracelet that was on his wrist. This is the third start for him, the third time he's had to deal with taking off that bracelet. First pitch, misses inside, ball one to Clark Elliott. He did not get a pitch clock violation. Very nice of Spencer Kim, the home plate umpire. On the bases, by the way, is Evan Anderson as Elliott fouls it off on the first base side. The pitch in there for a strike. Count is now 1-2. Yon 0-2 on the year with a 5.14 ERA. Right-handed pitcher out of the Dominican Republic. He delivers a pitch in. Due up after Clark Elliott is Colby Thomas, followed by Brian Belvis, the designated hitter. In the cleanup spot, Darlin Montero, followed by Brennan Malone. Batting sixth is Robert Poisson. 2-2, just misses low. Batting seventh for the Ports is Jose Mejica. Eighth, Jose Escorche, and ninth is Nelson Beltran. Three balls, two strikes. Infield shading to the right. Here's the pitch. It comes inside and almost hits him, but he draws a leadoff walk to start off the inning. As now Colby Thomas, who's batting 320 on the year, steps to the plate. First pitch to Thomas, misses high, ball one. Catching for Yon today is Christian Cerda. Third baseman, Ronnie Polanco. Shortstop, Manuel Pena. And at second is Juan Corniel. First baseman is Daniel Torres. 1-0, fouled off, out of play, first base side. In left field is Luis Rubio. The center fielder, Alvin Guzman. And in right field, Brett Johnson. One runner takes off the pitch, is popped up into shallow right center field. Guzman coming in, makes the catch. The throw to first is not in time. Remember, Elliott was off on the pitch. He almost was caught at first base, but Guzman with his feet moving towards first base, the ball kind of got caught in his glove. He didn't have a very quick transition out of it. And with his feet moving towards first, that's not going to create a very hard throw compared to a Planton throw. Either way, great effort by the Rawhide center fielder, who's in center field for the third straight game this evening, as Brian Belvis steps to the plate, batting from the right side. Of course, Drew Jones has been the main center fielder this year, as the pitch is a strike. It was announced that he was placed on the 7-day injured list today. He has not played since Wednesday night. 0-1 count, one away. Runner on first still in a scoreless first. Yon delivers a strike on the outside corner. Now, of course, no real information from team officials or anything, but I can say that I saw him run through first base kind of awkwardly Wednesday night and kind of hobbled back to the dugout. So I'd assume it's lower body as that pitch misses inside. What more than likely happened is some kind of pulled quad or strained quad, maybe hamstring, but usually it's a quad in that situation. One ball, two strikes. Pickoff attempt at first base, and we just heard the first countdown that I've heard in my career, actually, with the pitch clock. It's like the shot clock in basketball. That's going to get really annoying really quickly if that's the case. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball that gets by the catcher, Cerda. That allows Elliott to take second, and Bolva is still batting from the right. You can see the movement on that ball. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch misses outside, ball three. Runner in scoring position for the Ports. Bolvis does have four RBI on the season, looking for his fifth here. And it is a full count, one away. Jan sets, glove at the belt, checks the runner, the pitch. A beautiful breaking ball that just misses outside. You can see the home plate umpire, Spencer Kim, kind of, move for a split second, looking like he was going to call strike three. He decided not to, and it is ball four. That is two walks given up in this inning by Ricardo Yan, as Tyler Mark, the pitching coach for the Rawhide, will come out and have a conversation with the young pitcher. Every Rawhide Mountain visit this season is presented by the Shawn Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn Team, where community matters. Meeting is over. Runners on first and second. They both walked, and now the cleanup batter, Darlin Montero, will bat from the left side. One down, infield at a double play depth. First pitch, runners take off. The pitch is low. The throw to third is not in time. That was a huge jump by Clark Elliott. So the double steal, and now the inning-ending double play is over. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Pitch is a strike. One ball, two strikes. Infield is back. Bottom of the first inning. Two runners in scoring position. 1-2. Popped up into shallow center field. Guzman coming in. Pena going out. It is Guzman who drops the ball in center field. And a run will score. Here's the throw to second. He's out at second base. Throw over to third. Not in time. So there is two outs, but a run does score for the Ports. Let's go through this one again. Montero, shallow fly ball into center field. Guzman had the ball. He should have made the play, and it just popped right out of his glove. Because of that, Elliott able to score easily from third. Montero, for whatever reason, tried to take second on the play, and he's out there. Buelvis does advance to third. But what's important here is the Ports now lead 1-0 in the bottom of the first inning. Pitch misses outside to Brennan Malone. And there are two outs. The pitch. Called strike. Count is 1-2. Beg your pardon, I think it's a 2-1 count. The scoreboard has not updated since Montero was out at second. The pitch. Outside. It is officially ruled an error on Guzman. The pitch. Lined. One hopper to the second baseman, Corniel. He fields it on the outfield grass, but throws to first to end the inning. But the Ports, for only the second time this series, lead 1-0 heading into the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Dr. Parson, like to welcome Valley Children's Hospital.
Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both a home run derby and a Legends game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Ronnie Polanco leads off for the Rawhide. They trail 1-0. It's only the second time this series that they have trailed. First pitch swinging is Polanco. It's hit over our heads. Out of play. 0-1 count. Gonzalez back on the mound for the Ports. Southpaw delivers the 0-1, and it's swung on and missed, a breaking ball. Gonzalez, originally from Panama, 21 years old, 0-2, swung on and missed strike three. Polanco goes down swinging on three pitches for the first out of the second. And now Daniel Torres, the first baseman, comes to the plate. First pitch. Breaking ball that misses low. Gonzalez, 6'2", left-handed pitcher, clocked in at 260 pounds. Signed as an international free agent in 2019. The pitch misses high and in ball two. This is his second start and third appearance for the Ports. His last game he started against Fresno and took the loss. 2-0 was swung on and missed. Pitched four innings against the Grizzlies, giving up three earned runs off of three hits. Walked four while striking out two. 2-1 from the southpaw. Misses outside ball three. Hitters count for Torres. Torres is batting 214 on the year. He was originally going to be in the lineup yesterday, but had a pretty bad hamstring cramp yesterday that had a late scratch from the lineup. The pitch is swung on to Hopper, the third baseman. The throw to first gets by the first baseman. Montero was low in the dirt, and it goes out of play into the stands, which allows Torres to head for second. We have seen that a lot this series for both teams. It's a very short railing down the first base line. I mean, it's maybe 3 feet tall. It's really easy for you to kind of sit on and still have your toes touching the ground. And there's no netting there. So because of that, if a ball gets by first base, I'd say 50% of the time it's going out of play. First pitch swinging is Guzman. It's lined into left center field. They're going to try to score Torres. The throw goes to second. No throw home. And just like that, the Rawhide have tied up the ball game. Alvin Guzman with an RBI double ties up the game. Again, Alvin Guzman, it was not a hard hit ball. Line drive into left field. Torres actually paused to make sure the ball got by him and then took off to go home. The left fielder, Beltran, did not even think about going home. Instead, he threw to second, and Guzman still was able to beat the lackadaisical throw. One down. Runner in scoring position still for the Rawhide as we are tied up at one in the second. And the first pitch to Brett Johnson is a strike on the outside corner. Here's the pitch. It misses low. Johnson batting 207 on the year. Left versus left matchup. The 1-1. Swung on and missed. Count is 1-2. Gonzalez checks Guzman, now delivers. Breaking ball low. Two two is fouled off. The pitch. Runner takes off, but it swung on and popped up into shallow left center field. The left fielder, Beltran, makes the catch, and Guzman makes it back to second base safely. Again, he was off on the pitch trying to steal third. He has to go back after Johnson flies out into left. Two away. Luis Rubio steps to the plate, batting from the right side. Still a runner in scoring position. The pitch misses low, ball one. One oh to Rubio, swung on and missed. Rubio was 1-for-13 on the year. Gonzalez kicks. The pitch misses outside. 2-1. Just inside, ball three. Rubio now working with the hitter's count. 3-1 with two away. Still tied up at one in the second. The pitch. There's a strike right at the belt. Payoff pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Rubio strikes out to end the inning, but not before the Rawhide tie up the game. Tied up at one going into the bottom half of the second, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
It's the bottom half of the second inning. Ricardo Yon back on the mound for the Rawhide. He delivers a strike to Robert Pasone, batting from the left side. Pitch the shortstop, just misses out. Pitches a strike. Infield shading to the right against Brisson. The pitch misses outside. Pitch misses outside. Yon working quickly. The pitch swung on, slow ground ball. The shortstop, Pena, has it. The throw to first just beats Poisson. One away. By the way, if you're following along with the GameCast where it tells you everything that's going on, it says that it's currently scoreless and they're kind of playing catch up after a few weird innings, but a run does score. Did score in the first inning for the Ports. I'm not sure why it's still scoreless there. So the StatCast is going to be a little wonky for the night until they fix it as the pitch is swung on and missed. At the plate is the catcher, Jose Mojica. The run should be unearned to Yon, though. Here's the pitch. swung on and missed. And the reason why it would be unearned is because of that error on Guzman in the first inning. He should have caught the ball in center field, which would have made it two outs, and the run would not have advanced, or at least you can't assume that the run would advance in a sacrifice fly. And then Malone did strike out to end the inning. That pitch is swung on, beg your pardon, just taken for a strike. I thought he checked his swing and did one around. Instead, they're going to say that it's a called strike three on the inside corner to Jose Mojica. So there's a strikeout for Ricardo Yon. Every strikeout this year is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. First pitch to Jose Escorche is a strike on the inside corner. And again, Ricardo Yon is settling in nicely, starting to work a little bit quicker. 0-1. Breaking ball in there for a strike. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts to end the inning. And a 1-2-3 inning of work for Yon. Tied up at one still going into the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Cahuilla Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to cahuillahealth.org/SRC. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
James Gonzalez back on the mound for his third inning of work. The southpaw will face the top of the order. Juan Corniel, who swung at the first pitch of the game and flew out to center field. This time he takes a strike. Count is 0-1. Swung on and missed strike two. Wind is blowing out towards center field. Gonzalez kicks the 0-2, checks his swing on an inside pitch. He does not go, according to Evan Anderson. This is the second time in Gonzalez's career that he's facing the Rawhide. 1-2. Hard ground ball to the second baseman. First baseman tried to get over there, but it's actually the pitcher who comes over and gets to first base in time to retire Corniel. So it was a chopper in between first and second. First baseman Montero tried to get there. Ends up being the second baseman Escorche to field it. And because Montero was well off the line trying to get that ball, it was Gonzalez, the pitcher, who needed to get over to first base quickly, and he beat the speedy Corniel for the first out. Still tied up at one, and Pena takes the ball outside. Pena struck out in his first at-bat. Pena enters the game batting 171. The pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. One ball, one strike. Gonzalez delivers, and it's fouled off. No shift against Pena. One, two. Just misses outside. Two, two. Outside, ball three. Payoff pitch to Pena. He fouls it off out of play. Pena, one of the top prospects in the Diamondbacks organization. The Rawhide do have three on their roster. Pena is ranked as the 21st top prospect, according to Baseball America. Payoff pitch. Lined into left field, a base hit for Pena. His first of the day. Beltran gets it in to hold him to a one-out single. Lined the other way for Pena as the designated hitter. Andrew Pintar comes to the plate. One down, runner on first. Pickoff attempt at first base, and Pena back safely standing up. Pintar singled into center field in his first at-bat. It was a seeing-eye single, one that kind of looped over the second baseman's head. Landed in no man's land. The pitch misses low. Pintar, another top prospect according to Baseball America. He is the 25th top prospect in the D-backs org, drafted last year in the fifth round out of BYU. Here's the pitch. It comes in and almost hits Pintar. Kind of a weird situation there. Gonzalez held his kick. He brought his knee up to his chest for a split second. He started moving his foot as if he was about to throw down to first base. Instead, he started bringing it towards home, and then he stepped awkwardly, not in his normal planting spot, and the ball almost hit Pintar. There's the pickoff attempt at first. Pintar is back safely. Beg your pardon, Pena back safely diving. That one was really close. I mean, I wouldn't even call it a dive from Pena. It was more like a flail towards first base to get back in time. If I'm Pena, I'm going to stay a little bit closer to first base. Although Gonzalez has thrown over there twice, we cannot do it again unless it results in an out. Here's the pitch. It misses low, ball three. So remember now here in the minor leagues, a disengagement, which means a pickoff attempt and or just stepping off the mound as if you're receiving the signs and you can't get on the same page as your catcher, so you just step off. That is a disengagement, as that pitch is a strike. So if you do it, you can do it twice per at-bat. If you do it a third time, it must result in an out. Three-one. Pena takes off. The pitch is fouled off into the glove of the catcher. So because of that... No, Pena was confused. He's about to come back to first base, but he's able to stay there at second. So three balls, two strikes. I think Pena thought it was fouled off out of play. Three, two. Low ball, four. Ball gets by the catcher. Pena takes off for third. The throw, not in time. He's safe. Really close situation there. But Pena is safe at third. And then Pintar walks, so it is runners on the corners and one away for the cleanup batter, Christian Cerda. now the pitching coach for the Ports. Gabriel Ozuna will come out and have a conversation with Gonzalez. Runner on third is Manuel Pena. On first, Andrew Pintar. And at the plate will be Christian Cerda, who flied out to center field in his first at-bat. Here's the pitch. It misses low, ball one. Gonzalez taking his time. He sets, glove at the chin, now delivers. Pintar takes off for second. A hesitation by the catcher, Mojica. He does not get the ball out of his glove, so Pintar steals second. Because of that, it's two runners in scoring position. I think Mojica wanted to throw down, but Pintar had a really nice jump, and he kind of didn't get the ball fully in his grasp as the pitch is fouled off. Breaking ball that misses out, ball three. Christian Cerda now batting with a 3-1 count. Infield in the tied ball game. Top of the third. Gonzalez delivers. The pitch is fouled off. Count is now full. The Ports scored first. In the bottom of the first inning, Rawhide answered in the top of the second, and now they're threatening again here in the top of the third, tied up at one. Full count, one away. Two runners in scoring position for the Hyde. Gonzalez kicks. The pitch misses inside, ball four. That looks really good from here, but Cerda is able to draw a walk to make it bases loaded. And one out for Ronnie Polanco coming to the plate.
Now batting for third baseman, Ronnie Polanco.
And now with the bases full, the infield will go to a double play depth. The pitch is swung on and missed, except for the first baseman, Montero, who comes with his toes on the infield grass. Low in the dirt. Blanco today struck out on three pitches in his first at-bat against Gonzalez, who, by the way, is at 57 pitches this evening. Some slight movement in the pen for the Ports. No one up and throwing just yet. The most pitches he's thrown this season is 72. 1-1. Missing high and out, ball two. Right. 2-1. Breaking ball in there for a strike on the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes now. Gonzalez delivers. Fouled off. He stays alive. Two, two. Cold strike three at the knees. Polanco goes down looking for the second out. That is the third strikeout of the day for Gonzalez. Two away, and the bases are still full for Daniel Torres. First pitch to Torres, misses in ball one. He reached on the fielding error, or rather the throwing error, for the third baseman Malone. 1-0 count. The pitch swung on and missed. One, one. Waves and misses again. Back-to-back breaking balls from Gonzalez. One ball, two strikes, two outs, and the bases are full. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Torres goes down swinging to end the inning. The Rawhide strand the bases full. And we're still tied up at one going into the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Courtesy of the California Army National Guard, it is time for an obstacle course. Tony, take it away.
Oh, yeah, we are going to have a 10-minute Preston here by obstacle course brought to you by the California Army National Guard. And Kevin Preston, the rules are pretty simple. You're going to Army fly.
Being a member of the California Army National Guard gives the flexibility to continue your education or learn a new career while getting paid for your service. You also respond to disasters in your community, all while serving part-time. To learn more, visit NationalGuard.com. Leading off for the Portland in the bottom of the third inning, the left fielder, number three, Nelson Beltran.
Ricardo Yan on the mound for his third inning of work, still tied up at one. First pitch to Nelson Beltran is a strike at the knees. Yan, just over 30 pitches now. 0-1, tries to check his swing on an outside pitch. The appeal down to first says that he does go, according to Evan Anderson. This season, the most pitches that Yan has thrown is 65. That was in his last appearance at home in against Rancho. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Beltran goes down swinging on three pitches, and that is the third consecutive strikeout for Ricardo Yan. That strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. Weekly specials including Family Night on Thursdays, The Mill, and Crust We Trust. Here's the top of the order, Clark Elliott. He's batting from the left side. One out, nobody on. He takes a strike. Ricardo Yon has allowed three base runners, two of them on a walk, another one on an error. Pitch misses outside, ball one. One, one. Slow ground ball. Second baseman Range is actually a shortstop. Pena, the throw to first is not in time. Pena was shading very close to second base up the middle. The slow ground ball hit to the right of second base was fielded by Pena. A throw to first was good, but Elliott beat it out for the first hit of the day for the Ports. Now Colby Thomas steps to the plate. Yon kicks. That pitch is a strike. Thomas flied out to center field in his first at-bat. The pitch. Ground ball to the third baseman, Polanco. He fields it on two hops. The throw to second. On to first. Not in time. Almost an inning-ending double play. Instead, the Rawhide are able to get the lead runner as Elliott is retired at second and Thomas beats out the double play ball. Here's Brian Buelvas. Buelvas walked in his first at bat. Two away. Runner on first. The pitch. Off speed and in there for a strike on the outside corner. No shift in the infield. The first baseman Torres is holding a runner on first. The pitch comes in, almost hits Buelvas. I mean, that was so inside, it was behind the batter. Not intentional at all. That's what happens at this young level. These guys have some nasty pitches with crazy movement, but sometimes they don't know where it's being thrown. Pickoff attempt at first base. Ricardo Yon really reminds me a lot of Diomede Sierra. Both of them have some crazy movement on their balls, but I think Sierra was a little bit more wild than Ricardo Yon, and Sierra is now in Hillsboro, although yesterday he was just placed on the injured list. The pitch is swung on, ground ball to the shortstop, Pena. He sets his feet, the throw to first, in time to get him and end the inning. Still tied up at one as we go into the fourth, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Attention, Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Wiltshire Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Leading off for Visalia in the top of the fourth inning, the center fielder, Alvin Guzman.
Alvin Guzman leads it off in the fourth inning for the Rawhide. We are tied up at one still. Gonzalez delivers the first pitch, and Guzman swings and misses. Gonzalez is in his fourth inning of work. He's given up three hits and one run. Should not be earned as the pitch is a strike. And they have it as unearned to him. Right now they have an earned run on the Statcast for Ricardo Yan. We've already questioned that. Just kind of flagged it down to see if that is in fact how it's supposed to be scored. Here's the 0-2. It misses low ball one. So here's why I think it's supposed to be an unearned run, but again, the official score has the official rule book, but from my understanding, with Montero reaching on an error, you cannot assume a sacrifice fly. You cannot assume that a runner would have advanced on that play, and that would have been out number two, and then Malone lined out to end the inning, so that's why the run should not have scored, in my opinion. Guzman singles into right field. Leadoff base hit for the center fielder. Now, again, that's just my understanding. Sometimes there's some weird, weird rules, weird loopholes, if you will, just different reasons for why it might be earned, and I could be wrong, but again, that's just how I understand the rule book. We'll keep you updated on that. Guzman is the runner on first. Brett Johnson squares to Bunny, pulls back. It is a strike. 0-1 count. Johnson today flied out into left. Misses outside. One one to Johnson. Runner takes off. The pitch is outside, and Mojica can't hold on to the ball. Guzman picks up his fifth stolen base of the season. Two balls, one strike. Runner in scoring position with nobody out for Johnson. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 2-2. The pitch. Breaking ball swung on. Deep fly ball towards right. Elliott goes back. Leaps up. Can't get to it. It'll one hop the wall. Guzman being waved around third. Here's the throw to third as Johnson tries to leg out a triple, and he does. Brett Johnson slides in with his first triple of the season, and Guzman scores, so the Rawhide lead 2-1 in the top of the fourth inning. Deep fly ball to right field, lands it on the warning track, then hit off the wall, and Guzman scores easily, even though he was tagging up at second just in case, and Brett Johnson, with his speed, is able to score. And it looks like that will be the day for Gonzalez as Pettit, the manager, comes out onto the mound. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. When we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. It's a right-handed pitcher coming in relief, and he will inherit a runner on third and nobody out in the fourth inning with the Rawhide leading by one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
New pitcher on the mound is Garrett Irvin, the southpaw. Inherits a runner on third with nobody out in the Rawhide leading by one. The first pitch to Luis Rubio misses low and in, ball one. It's the top of the fourth inning. We are an hour into this ball game now. 8:11 local time in Stockton. Infield comes in. Everyone even with the base paths. 1-0, another breaking ball that just misses. Maybe inside. Looked like it was at a good letter height. Of course, it is asparagus night here in Stockton. They have asparagus night. I believe it's only once a year that they celebrate it. They wear their asparagus-themed jerseys. Here's the 2-0. Misses low ball three. So Stockton is the asparagus capital, much like Tulare County, where Visalia is located, is the agriculture capital. Just like the Rawhide will have dairy night. Sometimes we used to have citrus night. Ag night. Well, the Ports have asparagus night. 3-0. Misses high ball four. Rubio draws a four-pitch walk as Irvin has yet to throw a strike. In his relief appearance, runners are on the corner. Still nobody out, and here is the top of the order. First pitch. Oh, 1 to Corniel. Big swing and miss. Southpaw delivers a pitch that is just low. So back-to-back lefties for the Ports. Irvin 1-0 on the year with a 4 ERA. This is his fifth appearance out of the pen. 1-2. Comes inside 2-2. He's thrown 9 innings for the Ports, giving up 4 earned runs off of 8 hits. 2 of those hits are home runs. Walking 3 and striking out 11. Misses low ball 3. Full count, runners in the corners, and nobody out. Runner takes off. It was a pickoff attempt at first. They now throw to second. It goes into left field. Rubio's now heading for third. The throw gets a by the third baseman, and the catcher, Mujica, is able to finally come over and get it right near home plate. A run does score, and Rubio ends up on third. We'll see how all of this is ruled. So there was no pitch. Runners were on the corners. Rubio took off thinking the ball was being delivered to the plate. Instead, the pitcher, Irvin, threw over to first base. The first baseman, Montero, threw to second trying to get Rubio. The ball went into left field. That allowed Johnson to score. And when the ball went into left, Rubio took off for third. The throw got by the third baseman, but he did not advance any further than that. A fan made a nice play on a ball in foul territory in the stands. So it's a full count still for Corniel, although a 3-1, beg your pardon, 3-1 ball game in the top of the fourth. And it has been a weird game so far, as now the home plate umpire, Spencer Kim, is asking for something to be picked up in center field. I guess a kid had a ball that they threw over or lost it over the wall, and it went into center field. So Thomas picks it up and tosses it back into the crowd. Now we're ready for the 3-2. Infield is in, and Rubio on third. Again, there have been a lot of weird ways that a run is scored today, as the pitch misses low, ball four, and Corniel draws another walk. There is still nobody out in the fourth inning. That brings out the pitching coach, Gabriel Zuna, to come in and check on Irvin. Back-to-back walks given up by him. By the way, that play where Rubio took off, it's a throwing error on a pickoff attempt, and that's how Johnson scores, is on the E3. So that's the second error of the day for the Ports. And I beg your pardon for being so slow with telling you the official scoring. It's just it's very unconventional. Quite frankly, it's not all black and white either. There's some gray areas. Some people might even give Rubio a stolen base on it, and then an error. It depends on the official score and what's exactly in that rule book. But now Manuel Pena is batting from the left side. He takes a ball out. Runners on the corners. The Rawhide lead still 3-1. Runner on third is Rubio. On first is Corniel. He dives back on the pickoff attempt. Makes it back safely. Runner takes off. The 1-0 is fouled off, and Corniel will have to head back to first base. Corniel has 4 stolen bases and 5 attempts on the year. It's no surprise that he'd be attempting here. Infield at double play depth. 1-1. Fouled off. Pena today has struck out and also singled into left field, opposite field line drive. One, two, runners off again. The pitch misses low. The throw to second is cut off and not in time. Corny Hill has his fifth stolen base of the year. And two runners in scoring position again for the Rawhide. Two balls, two strikes. On third, Rubio. Second, Corny Hill. And the infield will come in again. Two, two. Fouled off. Irvin checks the runner on third. 2-2 to Pena. Deep fly ball to left. Beltran going back, still going back. A diving play. Wow, what a catch along the warning track. The runners do advance on the sacrifice flyout, but my goodness. Nelson Beltran making a fantastic play in the left field corner to rob Pena of a base hit. Pena does pick up an RBI on the sacrifice fly.
Designated hitter, Andrew Pintar.
And Rubio scores, so it makes it a 4-1 ball game. And Cornell was able to tag up on second as well. One down, and Andrew Pintar, the designated hitter, is at the plate. Infield in still. First pitch. Hard ground ball, diving play by the shortstop. He rolls around, throws to first. It's picked by the first baseman, Montero. Great play all around. Cornell stays at third. Two down. Now Christian Cerda steps to the plate with two away and the runner on third and the Rawhide leading by three. 4-1 ball game in the fourth. The pitch. Missing very out. Ball one. Cerda today has walked and also flied out to left field. He's batting 250 on the year. The pitch. Big swing and miss on the breaking ball. 1-1 count. This is the second time that Irvin has pitched for the Ports in this series. He threw three scoreless innings on Wednesday. 1-1, misses outside ball two. In those scoreless innings, he didn't give up any hits, walked one, and struck out four. A little bit of a different story here. Two walks given up. Has not given up a hit yet, though. 2-1. Outside ball three. Hitters count for the catcher, Cerda. Three, one. Big swing and miss on another breaking ball. Count is now full with the runner on third and two outs. Payoff pitch. Fouled off into the netting, another breaking ball. And time is called by the catcher to avoid the pitch clock violation, which would have made it ball four. Good heads up by Mujica. Irvin resets. Payoff pitch. Ball four. Cerda draws his second walk of the day. And the inning continues. Third walk given up by Irvin in this inning.
Third baseman, Ronnie Polanco.
Ronnie Polanco steps to the plate. Runners on the corners, two away. On third is still Juan Corniel, and first is Christian Cerda. The pitch misses inside. Ball one. Polanco has struck out twice today. 1-0 from Irvin is swung on, fouled off. And a pitch clock violation as Irvin did not deliver the pitch before the pitch clock expired. 2-1 count now. Rawhide lead by three. The pitch swung on, hit well towards center. Thomas coming over, reaches up and makes the catch to end the inning. But the Rawhide scored two. And they now lead, beg your pardon, they score three in this inning. And they now lead 4-1 as we head into the bottom half of the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
It's the bottom of the fourth inning. Rawhide lead 4-1, and Ricardo Yon back on the mound for his fourth inning of work. He's facing Darlin Montero. First pitch to him misses outside. One zero is a strike. Pitch misses inside. Two-one. Lined towards left field. Rubio coming in and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Brennan Malone bats from the right side with one out. nobody on. Now two balls, no strikes. Two oh just misses inside. Three oh from Jan, a strike on the inside corner. Still a hitter's count for Malone, who's grounded out to second today. There's a strike. Count is now full. Payoff pitch. Tries to make contact on the outside corner. It's popped up towards first, and Torres makes the catch. Wasn't hit more than maybe 20 feet in the air. Torres able to come in and make the play on what's probably going to be ruled more like a line out than a pop out. Just hit that low. Two down now. Jan facing Robert Poisson, who takes a strike on the outside corner. This will be the 55th pitch of the evening for Jan. Here it is. Misses outside. The 1-2, fouled off first base side into the Ports dugout. One, two, just misses, so most pitches that Jan has thrown in an appearance is 65. He's nearing the 60 pitch mark. So predictions for the call to the bullpen as the pitch is swung on and missed strike three. We'll do them quickly. I'm going with Gunnar Groen, Will Mabry, and Alfred Murillo. Final answers, Joe. Make a note in your scorebook. But right now, that was a 1-2-3 inning of work for Ricardo Jan heading into the fifth. Rawhide still lead 4-1, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
With toothpaste, head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Cahuilla Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to cahuillahealth.org/SRC. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
It's the top of the fifth inning. Irvin back on the mound. He's facing Daniel Torres. Takes the ball outside. Fouled off towards the Ports dugout. The Rawhide lead 4-1 in the top of the fifth inning. Pitch is swung on, lined over the head of the second baseman, Escorche, and Torres stands on first with a leadoff single. Escorche almost times it up perfectly, but just barely out of his reach. Torres has his first hit of the night, and it leads off the fifth inning as Alvin Guzman bats from the right side. First pitch, misses high and outside, ball one. Irvin checks the runner. Now delivers a breaking ball high. Guzman today has doubled and singled and has also driven in a run. Pitch is swung on and missed. Pitch to Guzman as a strike at the knees. Garrett Irvin, left-handed pitcher, went to school at Arizona. Signed as a non-drafted free agent last year and originally out of Corona, California. He's listed as 6 feet tall, 185 pounds. 2-2. Big swing and miss. Guzman goes down swinging for the first out of the fifth as Brett Johnson now comes to the plate with the Rawhide leading by three. Torres still standing on first. Johnson in his last at-bat had an RBI triple. It was his first triple of the year. Before that, he flied out to left. Left versus left matchup. The pitch from Irvin swung on and missed. Runner takes off, the pitch is outside, the throw to second looks good, but hits off of the glove of the shortstop, and Torres pops up and will head to third base. That is another error on the Ports. It'll be the third error of the day. Torres picks up his second stolen base of the season and then advance on what I assume will be a throwing error. And it is a 1-1 count to Johnson. One away, runner on third with the Rawhide leading by three. The pitch. Misses high. One-one. Misses in. Irvin did end the year last year in Stockton. 3-1. Swung on and missed. Made six appearances with the Ports at the end of the year, allowing two earned runs and eight innings of work. Full count to Johnson. Here it is. Fouled off. He stays alive. The catcher, Mojica, could not hold on to the ball. Payoff pitch. Fouled off into the netting. Payoff pitch again. It's waved at and missed. Johnson goes down swinging on a high fastball. That is now the second out of the inning. Back-to-back K's for Irvin. Now Luis Rubio steps to the plate with a runner on third still, but here comes the manager, Pettit, and that'll be the day for Irvin. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. When we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. They're inheriting a runner on third with two outs and the Rawhide leading by three in the fifth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
New pitcher on the mound is Carlos Guarte. Guarte now facing Luis Rubio. He inherits the runner on third, who is Daniel Torres, and he's the third pitcher of the evening in relief for Irvin. First pitch to Rubio is a strike on the outside corner. Infield shading to the left. Here's the pitch. Comes in and misses. Ball one. Rubio today has struck out and walked. One, one. Swung on and missed strike two. Duarte. No wins or losses. Has a 3.38 ERA. 1-2. Swung on and missed. The ball gets by the catcher, though, and Rubio is going to reach on the wild pitch, and Torres scores. Rawhide now lead 5-1. It will go down as a strikeout and a wild pitch. And Rawhide extends the inning. Here comes Juan Corniel. He'll bat from the left side against the first right-handed pitcher of the day. First pitch, swung on and missed. One, swung on and missed strike two. The pitch misses low. Rubio took off for a second, and there was no throw by Mujica. And the wheels are kind of falling off. It's still a close ball game, only the top of the fifth inning. I mean, Rubio didn't even have that early of a jump. The pitch is swung on, hard ground ball. Second baseman Escorche dives, and he loses the ball in his glove. Rubio's going to try to score. He rounds third, and he does, and the ball gets by the catcher. I mean, this is the Bad News Bears. If anything can go wrong, it is. Getting flashbacks to the Rawhide 2021. Rubio scores. It's a 6-1 ball game. And quite frankly, if you're trying to keep up on the GameCast, just stop because there's a lot of errors on it. They said that Rubio walked. He actually struck out and then reached on a wild pitch. Pena's at the plate. He takes a ball outside. There's another error on the board, so that's 5 errors on the day for the Ports, and we're only in the fifth inning. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 1-1 to Pena. I mean, in the defense of the GameCast being wrong, my book is terrible right now. The pitch is swung on, lined, just foul down the left field side. And Pena broke a bat. So he'll go get a new one. I'm trying to figure out if they ruled that a hit or not for Pena. Or beg your pardon, for Corniel. I don't think they did. They ruled it an error. I think that's a 6 up there. And yes, they officially ruled it a fielding error on the second baseman, and then Rubio scored on the fielding error. 1-2, swung on and missed, strike 3. Pena goes down swinging for the third out of the inning. Only 6 batters came to the plate in that inning. It felt a lot longer than that, but the Rawhide now lead 6-1 as we go into the bottom half of the fifth. We are halfway through this one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
July, where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Ricardo Yan is back on the mound. He delivers a ball just low to Jose Mojica. Mojica struck out looking in his first at-bat. Yan is in his fifth inning of work, but he's at 59 pitches. Here's the pitch. It misses in. We'll see if he's able to complete this inning. Most he's thrown is 65. This season makes me think he might be allowed to go up to 70 or 75. 2-0. Misses out ball three. The pitch. There's a strike. Three-one, big swing and miss. Count is now full. Payoff pitch. Outside, ball four. Yan loses Mojica, and that's the first base runner that the Ports have had since the third. It is the bottom half of the fifth. The Rawhide lead 6-1, and here comes Tyler Mark to have a meeting on the mound. And buy some time as someone's warming in the pen. It looks like Will Mabry, Joe. I think I might have guessed one correct. It's a left-handed pitcher. This meeting on the mound is brought to you by the Sean team, the full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. Yan is now at 65 pitches. The walk given up to Mojica is his third walk of the evening. Jose Escorche at the plate. Yan delivers. Pitch that just misses high. One oh. Misses very out. Ball two. That pitch just misses in. Two of the three balls called were pretty close. Outside ball four. That is back-to-back walks given up by Yan to make it runners on first and second. Unfortunate situation for the right-handed pitcher because he had great last few innings. In the second, it was a 1-2-3 inning. In the fourth, another 1-2-3. And here comes D. Garner. That will be the night for Ricardo Yon. And they are going to go to the bullpen. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. When we come back, we'll let you know who the pitcher is. It does look like Will Mabry. He will inherit runners on first and second with nobody out. In the bottom half of the fifth and the Rawhide leading 6-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
It is, in fact, Will Mabry on the mound for the Rawhide. Southpaw will inherit runners on first and second, and nobody out. In the bottom half of the fifth inning, the Rawhide do lead 6-1. Mabry, the southpaw from Tennessee, he will face Nelson Beltran. Runner on second is Mujica. On first, Escorche. They both walked. First pitch from Mabry misses in ball one. Those of you who have not been listening to these games the last few nights, I've been playing a game where I guess who the relief pitchers are, the two or three that I think will come in, and Joe Ross, who's our director of community relations, he's keeping track, and we're going to make that a part of the in-game entertainment. The pitch misses, beg your pardon, it's a strike. I thought it was a little bit low, but they're saying that it was a strike right at the knees. Count is 1-1. Nice breaking ball from Mabry. I don't know if we're actually going to put it on the board or use it as in-game entertainment, but it's entertaining for Joe and I, and unfortunately, you have to listen to it. The pitch is swung on. One hopper to Mabry. Hits off his glove. He's able to recover, and the throw to first is still in time. Nice recovery by Mabry. Runners do advance. It's runners on second and third.
Next up for the fourth, right fielder Clark.
And Joe is keeping track of the score. I'm 4-3 overall for my guesses. I don't think we're going to keep track at the home games because he's not able to listen. We'll have to discuss that on the off day on Monday, Joe. All right, back to the game. Runners on second and third, one away. At the plate is the top of the order, Clark Elliott, who's batting from the left. He takes a strike. Count is 0-1. Infield shifting to the right. Here's the pitch. Fouled off, out of play.
Take that to A1 Auto Glass.
Mabry 1-0 on the year with a 4.26 ERA. This is his sixth appearance out of the pen. 0-2. Misses out. He's thrown 6 innings of work for the Rawhide, giving up 10 hits, walking 4, and striking out 8. 1-2. Cold strike 3 on the low outside corner. Elliott goes down looking for the second out of the inning. First strikeout of the day for Mabry. That one is brought to you by The Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill in crust we trust. Two down, still two runners in scoring position as the pitch misses low. Rawhide still lead by five. 1-0 to Colby Thomas, misses in ball two. Mayberry has a fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. The pitch misses in ball two. Mayberry last pitched against Stockton. So this is the second time that he's pitching in this series. There's a strike count as 3-1. He threw two scoreless innings against the Ports, giving up two hits, walking one. Did not strike out a batter. And that was on Tuesday. The pitch is a strike on the high inside corner. Thomas thought it was ball four, but he's brought back for a full count and two away. Runner on third, Mujica. On second, Escorche. Thomas calls for time. Readjusts his batting gloves and now steps back into the box. Mayberry checks the runner on third. He now sets with his red glove at the belt. He delivers. Big swing and miss. Strike three. Thomas strikes out to end the fifth. Mayberry inherits two runners on and does not allow a run to score. And the Rawhide maintain their 6-1 lead going into the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Leading off for Visalia in the top of the sixth inning, the designated hitter, Andrew Pintar.
Top of the sixth inning, Rawhide lead 6-1. Back on the mound is Guarte. First pitch to Pintar is a strike at the knees. Rawhide have scored 6 runs off of 6 hits and 5 errors on the Ports. The pitch misses low. I'm going to be honest, I only have 4 errors in my scorebook. But again, it's been a pretty chaotic game. The pitch is swung on, line down the right field side, rolling all the way into the right field corner, and Pintar standing on second. with his fourth double of the year. Pintar, runner in scoring position.
Now batting the catcher, Christian Serda.
Now the catcher, Christian Serda, steps to the plate. He has walked twice today, and he's also flied out to center. Here's the pitch. It's popped up. Towering fly ball. Third base side, and it will reach the stands and actually land on top of the Rawhide dugout. 0-1 count. Duarte sets. He kicks. Pitch misses in. Mojica can't hold on to the ball, but Pintar stays there at second, and now Mojica's going to ask for a conversation with Duarte. Opponents are batting 167 against Duarte this year. Duarte did pitch earlier in the series. It was on Wednesday. He threw a scoreless inning in two thirds, gave up one hit, walked two, and he struck out a batter. Right now he's the third pitcher of the evening for the Ports in the top of the sixth. 1-1. Ground ball to the shortstop. Wasson backhands it. The throw to first beats Serda by plenty of time, and Pintar advances to third. Ronnie Polanco now comes to the plate. He's 0 for 3 today with two strikeouts and a flyout. The infield is in for the Ports. The Rawhide lead by 5 in the sixth. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Polanco enters the game batting 219. He does not have an extra base hit yet this season. 0-1. Popped up foul territory, first base side. And it is 9:08 local time. We are 2 hours into this ball game. Only the top of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. Oh, 2 to Polanco. And he takes ball one. Looking at the scores around the Cal League, I think we are the only game still playing in the Cal League. 1-2, swung on and missed. Blanco goes down swinging for the third time today and the second out of the inning. Runner on third is still Pintar, and Daniel Torres comes to the plate. So the final scores in the Cal League: Inland Empire fell to San Jose 15-6. Modesto defeated Lake Elsinore 8-5. And Rancho defeated Fresno 7-3. Swung on, hard ground ball to the shortstop, Poisson. He's unable to glove it, and Torres will reach first. Pintar scores. It's a 7-1 ball game. I think they'll rule it a hit. It looked like it did hit off of Poisson's glove.
Up next, the center fielder.
And they are going to give it a hit to Torres because Poisson had to range up the middle. So Torres now has two hits today and picks up an RBI as Alvin Guzman is at the plate. He swings and misses at the first pitch. Hey. Guzman has doubled, singled, and struck out today. 0-1, low in the dirt. One-one. Outside, ball two. Guarte delivers. The 2-1 is swung on. Ground ball to the third baseman, Malone. He sets his feet. The throw to first is wide and gets by the first baseman. Torres heads for third. Guzman for second. And everybody is safe. I think that's going to be error number 6 of the night, according to the scoreboard. Again, error number 5 on the night for my scorebook.
Now batting right fielder, Brett.
Two runners in scoring position, and Brett Johnson is going to bat from the left side. But first, the pitching coach for the Ports will come have a conversation with Guarte. What's interesting is that the catcher isn't there for that conversation. I didn't see if Ozuna asked him to stay by the plate or not. It's rather weird. The pit to Johnson, misses outside. Runner on third is Torres, and on second is Guzman. And they did make that an error on the third baseman. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 1-1. Johnson, 1-for-3 with a triple. 1-1 to him. Swung on and missed. Guarte just over 30 pitches on the evening. No movement in the Ports pen. 1-2. Just misses low. Two, two. Swung on and missed strike three. Johnson strikes out to end the inning with the Rawhide pick up another run, and they lead 7-1 going into the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
All right, it is time for our Chicken Ranch Casino game. It's our egg race. Tony, take it away.
Yes, I am here with Charlie and Stella and Paisley and Bella for our egg race. We're pretty simple for this relay race. You guys are going to race to your partners first, and they have to race back to splash. Whoever makes it first is our winner. You drop the egg, you're out. Are you guys ready? Make some noise, sports fans. Make some noise. Ready. Get set. Get set. Go. Don't drop it. Paisley and Bella are on the way. They switched out. Uh-oh, she's adjusting. Uh-oh. Loosen the wrist up. Oh, Paisley, Charlie and Stella are on the way. Oh, just like that, Charlie and Stella went home, our winners of our egg race. Guys, come on, get the whole fan club. Thanks so much for them. Back to you, man.
Opening in 2024, located in Jamestown, Chicken Ranch Casino promises you a fucking good time. I'll get the words out. Visit chickenranchcasino.com for the latest updates and all the inside information ahead of their grand opening next year. Sports would also like to thank Visit Tri-Valley for being a sponsor of this year's Stop the Courts. Adventist Health, Lodi Memorial, and Danford Hospital are also proud to be sponsors of your Stop the Courts. With serious injuries, strike, or just a short stop away, Adventist Health, together, inspire. Leading off for the Bucks in the bottom of the sixth inning, the designated hitter, Brian Boelbus.
Will Mabry back on the mound for the Rawhide, southpaw from the University of Tennessee. It's in his second inning of work as he delivers a pitch that misses into Brian Boelbus. So I figured out where I was missing an error. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the third baseman, Polanco. He picked it up on his back foot. The throw to first in time, one away. On that play, I mean, there have been so many crazy plays. It was in the fifth when Corniel reached on the error by the second baseman to scorch it. It was a two-error play, so that's where I missed the error. So it should be six as the pitch to Montero misses in ball one. Pitch is a strike. According to the radar gun, it said 90 miles an hour, but I think he's throwing a little bit harder than that. Pitch is swung on. One hopper to Polanco. He fields it in fair territory. The throw to first in the dirt, but Torres holds on to the ball, and he's stuck. He was stuck in the splits at first base. He couldn't get out of it, and he was in a full stretch. Two down. What a play by Torres and Polanco. First pitch swinging is Malone. He misses. Count is 0-1. Mabry pitches a ball low in the dirt. The pitch. There is a strike on the inside corner. Just misses outside. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Mabry in a nice groove working quickly. The pitch. Curve ball that's fouled off. Pitch is swung on, a high fly ball into center field. Guzman going into left center, makes the catch on the warning track for the final out of the inning. That's the hardest hit ball we've seen from the Ports, but it stays in the yard. And Will Mabry had a 1-2-3 inning for the sixth. We're heading into the seventh with the Rawhide leading 7-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
As a leader in plasma collection, CSL Plasma is committed to the donor experience.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both a home run derby and a Legends game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org. There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Number 16, Blaise Montes, leading off for the Rawhide in the top of the seventh, the fielder Luis Rubio.
It's the top of the seventh inning, Rawhide lead 7-1, and Luis Rubio leads it off. Pitch misses high and in, ball one. This is Blaise Montes, new pitcher on the mound. He's the fourth pitcher of the evening. 1-0 to Rubio is swung on and missed. There's a breaking ball low. Pontes sets, glove at the chest. Here's the 1-1. Fouled off into the netting behind home plate. I think this is going to be the first game where the Rawhide are playing for over 3 hours. The 1-2 fouled off into the netting again. And no, that is not a broadcaster's jinx. That's quite frankly just a fact. We're only in the seventh inning, and it's 9:22, which means we've been playing for 2 hours and about 15 minutes. We could get three innings in 45 minutes, but that just is not the trend of this game. The 1-2, deep fly ball into right. Elliott going back. It makes the catch in front of the warning track for the first out of the inning.
Next up for the Rawhide, the second baseman, Juan Cornell.
Juan Cornell comes to the plate. He's batting from the left. Infield shading to the right. Cornell takes the ball out. One oh from Pontes outside. Now makes it 3-0. Just looking at the trends throughout the night, again, the left side of my scorebook, which is when the Rawhide are batting, is absolute chaos. On the other side, where the ports hit, it's nice and pretty. It's pretty clean. Rawhide have committed an error. The pitch misses outside. Ball four. Cornell draws a four-pitch, one-out walk. But one thing that I've failed to mention, the ports have only accumulated one hit. I think we've forgotten how well the pitching has been for the Rawhide just because of how chaotic the top of the innings have been. And again, Ricardo Yon does have a run scored against him. I'm going to my grave thinking that's an unearned run until someone shows me the score ruling. Pena, slow ground ball to the second baseman. He tags Cornell and throws the first to end the inning. That is a double play for the Ports. First double play of the night for them. It's stretch time at Banner Island Ballpark going into the bottom half of the seventh. The Rawhide still lead 7-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
It's the bottom half of the seventh inning. Rawhide still leads 7-1, and we have a new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. In relief for Will Mabry is Gunnar Groen. And this is his Cal League debut. He joined the Rawhide just 2 days ago. First pitch to Poisson is fouled off. Cold to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Joe, put it in the book. I guessed it. Groen was pitching today. 2 for 2 today. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Poisson goes down swinging for the first out of the seventh.
Up next is tonight's In and Out Burger double-double batter of the game, catcher Jose Mojica.
Jose Mojica will now bat from the right side. So again, Rowan just joined the Rawhide yesterday after Eli Saul was promoted to Hillsboro. Groen came to Visalia out of extended spring training. First pitch misses low outside. Didn't finish telling you all of the transactions from yesterday, which was really today. So I mentioned earlier that Diomedes Sierra was injured in the Hillsboro game last night. He's been placed on the Hillsboro IL as the pitch misses in. Because of that, Eric Mendez has been promoted to Hillsboro. A long time coming for him. He's been with the Rawhide since July of 2021. And then replacing Eric Mendez is Luis Tejeda. For those of you who are Rawhide fans from last year, you'll remember him. He came in July last year and started the year in extended spring training and now is back with the Rawhide. Right now it's a 3-0 count for Groen, tall right-handed pitcher originally from the United Kingdom. I believe he pitched in the World Baseball Classic for the UK. 3-0. Misses outside ball 4. Mojica draws a 4-pitch walk. So Groen strikes out the first batter he faces and then walks a batter on 4 pitches.
That's for the pitch. Second baseman Jose Esparce.
First pitch is a strike to Jose Escorche, 0-1 count.
Next
0-1 to Escorche. Just misses low. Groen listed as 6'6", 220 pounds. He will turn 26 in July of this year. The pitch, misses low 2-1. Says he was born in London in the United Kingdom and ended the year in the Arizona Complex League. Signed last year as a free agent in 2022. Misses outside 3-1. Hitters count. The pitch to Escorche is swung on and missed. Count is now full. This is Groen's first appearance in 2023. Despite him being in extended spring training, they don't play games in the complex until June. The pitch is swung on. Slow ground ball up the middle. Pena has it. He'll throw to first for the out. Two away. Mojica does advance to second. If that ball was hit just a little bit harder, they probably would have attempted to turn two. But smart play to just get the sure out, especially when you're up by six in the bottom of the seventh inning. There are two outs and a runner in scoring position for Nelson Beltran. The Ports have not scored a run since the first inning. And for those of you who have listened to me say this all game, talking about how Ricardo Yan had a run scored, and I do not believe it was unearned. They have officially changed it. So the run is unearned to him. So that pitch misses outside ball one. So I'm happy now. And I've also caught up on all of the errors that I thought were wrong. And I think me and the GameCast are now on the same page. Or the GameCast and I are now on the same page. The pitch. Called strike. Nelson Beltran has struck out and also grounds it out to the pitcher. So far today, 1-1 count. Pitch is fouled off. Groen checks the runner, now delivers, and the pitch misses high. It is a 2-2 count. This is the first time since the fifth inning that the Ports have had a runner in scoring position. The pitch inside, and it hits him on his hand. That was a rather loud sound. It almost makes me think it was the bat, but home plate umpire Spencer Kim is saying that it did hit Beltran's wrist, so because of that, it'll be runners on first and second. But Tyler Mark, the pitching coach for the Rawhide, will come have a quick conversation with Groen. He struck out the first batter he faced, then walked Mojica on four pitches, induced a ground ball for the second out of the inning, and then hit Beltran. He'll now face the top of the order, Clark Elliott. Rawhide lead 7-1. Rawhide have eight hits today, have committed one error. The Ports have scored one run off of one hit and have committed six errors. Elliott enters the game batting 267. He has the only hit of the day for the Ports. The pitch is a strike in the outside corner. Infield shifting to the right. So is the outfield. The pitch. Strike at the knees again. 0-2 count. And time is called by Elliott. 0-2. Low in the dirt. Nice stop by Cerda. He keeps it right by home plate. One, two. High. Count is even. Two, two. Ground ball to the shortstop. Pena fields it. He will try to tag second himself, and he does just in time to beat Beltran. A risky play by Pena, but it pays off to end the inning. Rawhide still lead by six as we go into the eighth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Cahuilla Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to cahuillahealth.org/SRC. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Rawhide still leads 7-1 as we go into the eighth inning. Andrew Pintar leads it off. He's the designated hitter. Pontes back on the mound. He delivers a ball outside. Pontes came in relief last inning for Guarte. One oh. Fouled off. Foul ball, third base side. One ball, two strikes, the designated hitter. Pontes holding, and now the pitch comes in, almost hits Pintar. Two balls, two strikes. Pintar today has singled, walked, grounded out to short, and he's also doubled. Rawhide currently have a 5-game win streak. The pitch is popped up first base side, and Montero makes the catch right on the foul line behind first base. One away. Brings up the catcher, Christian Cerda. So, again, the Rawhide with their win yesterday over the Ports. Guaranteed a win for this series. They've not won a series yet this season, but now they will here in Stockton. Despite the outcome of tonight or tomorrow, the pitch is a strike on the inside corner. What's really exciting about that for Rawhide fans who've been listening for the last few years is we did not win a series until August of last year. Now here we are, Rawhide winning a series in April. The pitch misses, ball one. There is movement in the Rawhide pen. It is not Murillo, so if he comes in, someone else comes in, I'll be wrong, Joe. The 1-1 is a strike on the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Popped up, first base side, and that will reach the stands. Sierra today has flied out to center, walked twice, and also grounded out to short. 1-2. Grounded foul, third base side. Waiting on the 1-2 to Cerda. Here it is. Misses low, ball two. Going off on the topic on how the Rawhide didn't win a series until August of this year. Now here they are winning one in April. This five-game win streak is the longest win streak that the Rawhide have had since 2019. Of course, that was the Cal League Championship team. The pitch misses low in the dirt, ball three. That's really hard to compare this team to the championship team. First of all, it was high A, so there were older guys. The average age on the team was 23, 24. The average age on this team is 20. 3-2 count, one away. That 2019 team was also so special. Won the first half, the second half, and also had a 14-game win streak. 3-2. Popped up. Right behind home plate. That will reach the stands. Count is still full. Now to emphasize the point of how not so great the last two seasons have been for the Rawhide. In 2021, there were two 13-game losing streaks. 3-2. Deep fly ball to center field. Thomas is going back, but it'll stay in the yard. And he makes the catch on the warning track. Deep fly ball to straight away center field, but Cerda is retired. Two away.
The batter, third baseman, Ronnie Polanco.
Ronnie Polanco batting from the right side. Two down. Pitch from Pontes. Pitch misses outside. Getting a lot of text messages from Rawhide fans, Rawhide employees. Of course, you all know that Joe Ross listens to every single game. Amanda Pacheco, one of our longtime season ticket holders, texting me through this game. Pitch is swung on and missed. And Tipper is even texting me through this game. Tipper, you're up past your bedtime. But do want to thank all of you for listening to these broadcasts. I know here in Stockton, they're not broadcasted on MILB TV or Bally Sports. The pitch misses outside, but Polanco tried to check his swing. The umpire on the bases, Evan Anderson, said he didn't. So I know a lot of you would probably be actually watching the TV stream if you could, hopefully with my audio on it, but I understand that you're settling for this. The 1-2 is lined right to the second baseman to end the inning. Another 1-2-3 inning of work for the Ports pitching staff. We're going into the bottom of the eighth and the Rawhide lead 7-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Attention, Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4444. 4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort Way.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
It is the bottom of the eighth inning, and Colby Thomas will step to the plate batting from the right side. We do have a new pitcher on the mound, and it is Axel Andueza. I did not have him on my bingo card, so Joe, that's one wrong for me. I believe I'm 5-4 overall now. Did not guess Andueza would be pitching today. Here's the pitch. It comes in and hits Colby Thomas in the middle of the back, so one pitch, and all of a sudden there's a base runner on first.
Up next for the Forts designated hitter, Brian Huelvas.
Runner on first, nobody out, and Brian Huelvas bats from the right side. Andueza sets, kicks, and the pitch misses high. Andueza, originally from Venezuela, 1-0, misses high ball 2. He was signed as a catcher by the Diamondbacks, then last year transitioned to pitching. No wins or losses this season, a 17.36 ERA as the pitch misses high. This is his sixth appearance out of the pen. He's thrown 4 2/3 innings, 7 hits, 5 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Here's the pitch. Misses high, ball 4. That's 5 straight balls thrown by Andueza to make it runners on first and second. Do you want to give you the final pitching line for Groen, who, if you're following on the StatCast, did not throw, but he did, I promise. He threw a scoreless seventh for the Rawhide. He walked one batter, hit a batter, one strikeout, and no hits. Nobody out, runners on first and second. Pitch to Montero, misses low. Andueza has yet to throw a strike in this inning. One oh. There's a strike. One one. There's a strike on the outside corner. Count is now 1-2. One two. Ground ball, but it's fouled off the front foot, Montero. So the count remains 1-2. Andueza did pitch earlier in the series, just 2 days ago. That's why I didn't have him as coming into pitch. He threw a scoreless innings on the 20th. The pitch is grounds it up the middle. Pena's there. They throw to second for one. On to first. It's not in time. Montero able to beat out the double play. Thomas advances to third. Welvis retired at second. Again, Montero reaches on the fielder's choice, and now Brennan Malone will bat from the right side. And Andueza threw a perfect ninth inning on April 20th. He struck out the side and faced the minimum. The pitch in there for a strike. Malone has grounded out to second, popped out to second, and also flied out to center. 0-1. Misses low. Andueza kicks. Pitch is popped up out of play. So if you look on Axel Andueza's MLB page, he's still listed as a catcher. But he again transitioned to pitching this year. First signed as a free agent back in 2016. The pitch misses. Two, two. Low in the dirt, ball three. Here's the payoff pitch. Ground ball to the third baseman. Polanco has it. On to second. On to first. It's offline. And that allows Malone to be safe at first. Because of that, the run scores, and it's a 7-2 ball game. That will not be an error because you cannot assume a double play. So Malone reaches on the fielder's choice. And Thomas scores. 7-2 ball game in the bottom of the eighth inning. Robert Person batting from the left. Pitch is a strike. Two down, runner on first. 0-1 misses. Taking a look at the scores in the Diamondbacks organization. Hillsboro had a doubleheader today. They lost to Eugene twice. Pitch is swung on and missed. Northwest Arkansas defeated Amarillo 5-0. And Reno also had a doubleheader. They fell to Salt Lake 4-3, but won the second game 3-2. The 1-2 just misses outside Andueza, and the catcher Cerda thought that was strike three. They started heading into the dugout, but instead they'll be brought back. So two balls, two strikes. Runner on first. Swung on and missed strike three. Basson strikes out to end the inning, but the Ports do pick up another run. It's a 7-2 ball game going into the ninth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
At Valley Star Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Daniel Torres leading off for the Rawhide in the ninth inning. They lead 7-2. He swings and misses at the first pitch. There is a new pitcher on the mound. I can't see his numbers. They're wearing their asparagus jerseys today, and asparagus kind of have some white lines on them, and unfortunately that blends in with the numbers. I think it's 45. Definitely a 40. Maybe 46. Vince Riley, that looks right. 5'10" right-handed pitcher. The pitch to Torres, one hopper to the shortstop. Wasson sets his feet and retires Torres. One away, so mystery solved. It is Vince Riley on the mound for the Ports. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. One away, nobody on, and Alvin Guzman at the plate. He takes a ball outside. One oh, big swing and miss. One one, missing outside, ball two. Riley kicks. Shallow pop fly into right field. Elliott coming in. It'll land in front of him. That's the second seeing eye single by Guzman into right field. And that is the ninth hit of the day for the Rawhide. Runner on first, one away for Brett Johnson.
The batter, right fielder, Brett Johnson.
First pitch is a strike. Riley, no wins or losses on the year, a 4.91 ERA. It's his fourth appearance out of the pen. He's thrown four innings of work for the Ports. The pitch misses low. Two earned runs off of three hits. One of those hits is a home run. He's walked two while striking out six. And opponents are batting 188 against him. 1-1, called strike. Infield shifting to the right against the left-handed batter. Johnson today is 1-for-4 with an RBI triple. One, two, fouled off out of play, third base side. Tonight's announced attendance, 3,009. Good attendance here for asparagus night and the Saturday evening. Pitch misses high. And the fans are sticking around for fireworks this evening. Every single Saturday here at Banner Island Ballpark, they have fireworks. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Guzman takes off the pitches, line towards center field. Guzman advances to second. It did land in front of the center fielder, Thomas. It looked like it held up long enough for him, but just bounced right in front of him. Back-to-back singles for the Rawhide. Put runners on first and second for the number nine batter, Luis Rubio. He's batting from the right side. 10 hits on the day for the Rawhide now. Yesterday they had 13 hits. The pitch misses high. Fouled off over the grandstands, first base side. Riley checks the runner on second, now peers in. Ground ball to the third baseman. He throws to second for the out on to first in time. A 5-4-3 inning-ending double play. Rawhide unable to score in the last three innings, but they do still lead 7-2. And it'll be last ups for the Ports. They need 5 to extend the game and 6 to walk it off. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Cahuilla Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to cahuillahealth.org/SRC. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health.
Bottom of the ninth inning. Rawhide leads 7-2. Andueza back on the mound. He delivers a strike at the belt to Jose Mujica. Rawhide 3 outs away from extending their win streak to 6 as that pitch is a strike. 0-2 count now. Mujica has struck out and walked today. The pitch is fouled off down the first base side. And if the Rawhide are able to hold on to win, that means they have a chance to sweep the Ports. The Rawhide have not swept a team since 2019. Granted, it's pretty hard to sweep with the new way the series are. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike 3. Mujica goes down for the first out of the ninth. Rawhide are 2 outs away from a 6-game win streak. And Jose Escorche steps to the plate. So the reason why it's difficult to sweep is it's 6-game series, except for 2 series or three-game series. Every other one is six games, and that's difficult to do. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Now, in that same breath, as I say, it's difficult to sweep. The Rawhide were swept a few times the last few years. Pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 0-2. For those of you who are new to the Rawhide family, new Rawhide fans or parents, loved ones, family members of the Rawhide team, I promise I'm not hating on the last 2 years of Rawhide baseball. The pitch is fouled off. I absolutely adore this team, but it's been a rough 2 years, all right? If you've been around, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not hating on it. We're just talking facts. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Andueza. Misses high. Escorche has struck out, walked, and grounded out to short today. The pitch outside. Two balls, two strikes. Seven to two ball game in the bottom of the ninth inning. 2-2. Line towards center field. Guzman coming in and pulls up to make the catch. Rawhide are one out away from a six-game win streak. Now Nelson Beltran will bat from the right side. He's struck out, grounded out to the pitcher, and also been hit by a pitch. Pitch misses outside. One oh, breaking ball that misses in. Andueza has a fastball, splitter, and a slider. 2-0 is a strike, mid thigh. There's a strike. Two balls, two strikes on Beltran with two outs, and the Ports are down to their final strike. By the way, we are officially 3 hours and 1 minute into the ball game, and that's the official time as Beltran strikes out to end the inning and end the game. This is the first game where we have played for longer than 3 hours. But if you're a Rawhide fan, you're happy. The Rawhide take down the Ports by a score of 7-2, and the Rawhide extend their win streak to six games, and tomorrow they will go for the sweep. There are fireworks here at Banner Island Ballpark, so I'm going to have a very quick post-game show because I do not feel like trying to talk over the fireworks. Rawhide take down the Ports 7-2. Rawhide 10 hits, committed one error. The Ports 2 runs off of just one hit and committed 6 errors. The Rawhide pitching staff only allowing one hit, and they do strike out 10 batters. So that streak continues, or rather the really good trend for the Rawhide staff continues. That is now 11 of 14 games they have combined to strike out 10 or more batters. The series finale will be at 2:05 tomorrow. Expected pitcher for the Rawhide is left-handed pitcher Brock Jones, and expected pitcher for the Ports is right-handed pitcher Daigler Jimenez. I'm Jill Gear, and I do want to thank all of you for listening to tonight's broadcast. I do hope you enjoy how much fun we have here on the road and all of the Rawhide broadcasts. One final time, Rawhide extend their win streak to 6. 7 runs off of 10 hits, 1 error. The Ports, 2 runs, 1 hit, and 6 errors. First pitch is 2:05 tomorrow. I'm Jill Gear, and hope to talk to you tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday evening.